Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Johnny Welage. Batting second. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting third. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Irv Hall. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Christopher. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Russ Christopher. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jimmy Grant. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. And now, play ball. Johnny Welage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welage hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker takes first base on ball four. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Tucker steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tucker scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway strikes out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. Two outs. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into center field. Tucker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tucker. Christopher moves to second. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0 for 1 in the game. Wellage takes first base on ball 4. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Christopher Moses moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tucker strikes out. Two outs. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0 for 1 in the game. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. Grant hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. one out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 1 in the game. Turner takes first base on ball 4. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove takes first base on ball 4. Turner moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wellage hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wellage. The throw from Turner and he is safe. Wellage steals second. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Wellage scores. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0 for 2 in the game. Curtwright takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 2 in the game. Grant hits a fly ball into left field. Wellage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into left field. Welledge settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Turner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Callaway moves to third. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Turner. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Turner steals second. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Grove takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Callaway scores. Turner scores. Grove moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grove scores. Moses moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Wagner. Moses scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, White Sox. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tucker. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Tucker steals second. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Curtwright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Culler now playing shortstop. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Welledge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welledge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Welledge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 3 in the game. Grant hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 3 in the game. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.